just so sick at heart that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears, upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the day to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio of FreedomLips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves into the gear, the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well, now you've got it.
Dreads are coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio!
Heard. You're the Grey Rider. You would not make peace with the Bluecoats. You may go in peace.
I reckon not.
Got nowhere to go.
And you will die.
I came here to die with you. Governments don't live together. People live together. Governments, you don't know what fair word or a fair fight. Well, I've got... give you either one, or get either one from you. I came here like this so you'll know my word of death is true, and that my word of life is then true. And I'm saying that men can live together without butchering one another.
It's the governments are cheated by the double tongues. Cheated by the double tongues.
Thank you. Gunshot. Hey, Tuco. You never listen, Tuco. No, you die. Gunshot. Look how you live, and if you hate, then you die, die. Look how you live.
When you do, when you do.
Rock him down.
When you do, when you do.
Who wrote that?
When you burn, when you burn.
Somebody got in a hurt.
When you burn, when you burn.
You're lucky if you get the nurse when gunshot burn. I know this and that I could. Somebody got in a hurt when gunshot burn. I know this and that I could. You're lucky if you get the nurse when gunshot burn. I know this and that I could. Somebody got in a hurt when gunshot burn. I know this and that.
Thank you. turn on my mic, and I think we might actually be live on Revolution Radio, as well as Rumble. I think we're on Rumble right now, so I'm simulcasting. That's great. That's great. That's great. I think I'm here with everybody. If I could, if you don't mind giving me a 5x5 in both chats, that'd be tight. That'd be much appreciated. I'm your host, The Mechanic, here on Get a Group Radio, and I am stepping in for Two Feathers. This is typically his slot, so at any time, I think you're going to see my face pop up in that Rumble screen. I know. I'm so charming, right? You got to be kidding me right now. Totally impromptu, but it doesn't look like it's going over that way. Maybe. Maybe. Let's see. Let's see what happens if... Oh, it shows me on the show. There's my camera. All right. Okay, there we go. Now we're good. How's everybody doing? We'll wait for a couple people to get in here before I start going off at the mouth. And really, my agenda tonight, I didn't have one. But if I'm going to be forced to come up with one, it's not too difficult. It's not too difficult at all. In fact, there's enough scumbags to go around for all of us. We might have to, you know, million to one, but we'll take turns. Yeah. That's how badly we outnumber these sadistic bastards who think they have the right to call a fisherman a criminal, to call a farmer a criminal. I mean, in fact, they've termed a word for it, wouldn't you know? Ecocide. Yeah. It's a doozy. Ecocide. Let me tell you, it's a doozy. The idea is that, you know, for the fisherman and the farmer, they're robbing from Mother Nature, right? They're destroying Mother Nature and they're profiting off it. And I'm going to play some clips for you where, one second here, I'm dealing with something over here. I'm going to play some clips for you that, well, I mean, quite frankly, these people are blatant, sadistic bastards. Blatant. All their cards are on the table. They're face up. Joker's wild. And, well, they continue to want you dead. It should make no difference to anybody, really. I mean, not the difference. It shouldn't shock anybody, right? It's going to make a difference to some people, for sure. But what I want to do tonight, this is just me, okay? How you doing, Greta? Welcome. Since it's just me, right? I'm going to run a clip all the way through. Try to anyways. Shut up. So we'll try that, right? And then what we'll do, I'll give us some commentary. And I got some commentary for you. I mean, it's going to be a little cleaner than normal. We are on the air here at Studio Way. I haven't got a 5x5 from anybody. But let me go check the chat room. Let me go check. Oh, I got Zoe. I got a dry fly guy. I got May Street. Yeah, she's getting a grip. Okay, outstanding. All right, so I'm simulcasting. Let me just go ahead and she's got it dropped in there for me. Thank you so much. I really do appreciate that. You guys are so kind, so kind. So, yeah, we're double dealing tonight, huh? How about that? Not too bad. Not too bad. All right, so let me share my screen here. I got a few things. Now, first of all, let's organize. And definitely need to organize here a little bit. I got Skype is over here. Perfect. Okay, so I can share the whole screen, and you briefly see your own thing. You're going to see Rumble in there at some point, but that's fine. That's fine. Okay? All right. I'm going to get over to my one of these guys right here. Where's this? Oh, yeah. This is beautiful. Let me get this playing over here. We'll catch this clip up. This is where we're going to go. Yeah, cute. It's real cute. All right, so I've watched most of this, you know, so Let's get over to where they skip ahead on a few things. All right. That's a doozy right there. That's a doozy right there, let me tell you. This is Mr. Campbell, Dr. John Campbell, with Professor Robert Clancy. Now, the reason I bring these two up, this is not the most exciting conversation these two have, right? But they're highly intelligent. And, you know, for the most part, I learn from these type of cats. I learn, like, the scientific lingo, if you will. So, I prefer to connect the dots for everybody. That's kind of what the kind of a secondary sub motto would be for Get a Grip Radio, is me connecting the dots for you, the listener, and you, the viewer. Okay. If you go on X right now, okay, so this is a YouTube video. Let's go over to X. Do I have X up anywhere? I don't. I don't have an X up anywhere. Let me get an X up. All right, I'll get X up. And then I'll show you, if you go over to X right now, long COVID was trending some time ago. You got my Twitter right here? Perfect. All right, so let's do a little search. We'll do a little hashtag long COVID, right? Let's talk about this. Let's talk about this nonsense, long COVID, garbage. There's a common denominator here with everybody's concern with long COVID. And the one thing they're not talking about in the line of long COVID and the subjects they're choosing for all of their tests, right, their trials for how to treat long COVID. And I mean, eat a bag of D, really. Come on. How gullible are we at this point in the game? They never want to talk about the vaccinated and how many people in their trials with long COVID have had the bioweapon shoved into their veins. And, you know, some of the issues, if you want to say effects, adverse effects, right? Muscular shrinkage, disformations, etc. Right? What's that about? What's that about, right? So, you know, I could get into Cuomo. I'll sub to this. So this is somebody else playing a video, so I'm not going to, I just want to give some examples of what these people claim to be experiencing right now, right? Here we go.
24/7, I would say. And then I ended up getting COVID March 2020, maybe even Feb 2020. I was a professional athlete. I was on the British rowing team. Been on the team for a year. I got selected for Tokyo Olympics, pre-selected, I should say, just as the pandemic was hitting. I was training 16 times a week. It was a full-time job, full-time occupation, 24/7, I would say. And then I ended up getting COVID March 2020. Mid-Feb 2020, we didn't know what COVID was then, and ended up developing into long COVID. And I've not been back to full-time training since, basically. I was a professional athlete. I was on the.
Hold on a second. I'm trying to add some.
Been on the team for a year. I got.
I gotta add two feathers to this broadcast. He's the one who gave me the show, so we'll add him, and he could chime in whenever he wants. In fact, what I'm gonna do is just have him get on the stream yard, and that'll be a little easy. That. Now he's muted. He's working, and he'll join us in StreamYard, and then I will at that point bring him into the broadcast here on Rumble. Two feathers, working. So we'll bring him in when he gets that. You can leave Revolution Radio when you access the StreamYard back door, huh? Yeah. All right. Cool. So this broad. Denial. No talking about the vaccine. No talking about the vaccination. And now what we got here is, if you're under the impression that once you've gotten COVID, you don't need to worry about it ever again, you are mistaken. This is a peddler. This is a guy, you know, probably making a dime or two off of, you know, Big Pharma. Bernie. He's a player. Guy for what house has got a gift directly from Clinton for the forced, how should I say, the forced exodus from the DNC campaign. That's right. When Clinton was running, they didn't want him in the way. Deborah Schultz and company got rid of that guy. They did, bought him off, and he bought it. He took it. So I don't really know who the biggest purveyor would be, but either way. Two Feathers, you got something?
Yes. Thank you, Jonathan. I don't know if you saw that in the chat of who this individual got up before the World Economic Forum and gave a big F you to Klaus Schwab and all the... I don't know if you saw that, but you need to check that out, mechanic. Oh, my goodness, dude.
Who did?
Jonathan brought that to the freaking chat. Okay. Shout out.
Okay.
Wow. Man. I need to... Oh, my goodness, man. A big shout out to
Can you be more specific, please?
Well, there was some individual who got the opportunity to get up and speak before the World Economic Forum and just started dropping F-bombs to the World Economic Forum and the Klaus Schwab and Theresa May. Looked like they got up and walked away.
Yeah. I think what you witnessed was a guy that has a channel that's satire, and he does these video clips where he puts himself in certain areas. I gotta think it's satire, Two Feathers. I think you got hoodwinked, bro.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean, yeah.
Say
real
good?
Enough to me.
Okay. All right.
Wouldn't it be nice to have someone like that to be able to do something like that, though? Good.
That would be cool. That would be cool. Hey, Two Feathers, can you hear me all right? If you could do me a solid, man. Just join us in the StreamYard and exit Rev Radio. Just all I'm doing is sharing audio with the station, and I'm saving bandwidth. How's that?
Okay, so go
backstage to StreamYard, exit out of Skype, go backstage to StreamYard, and I'll pull you in.
Okay, no problem. You got
that. Right. Got you. All right. You got the link. I gave you the link. It's in our chat here. All right. Very good. Okay. Let's get back to this now. We're over here. Where are we? Right here. There she is. She's right there. You saw her, right? Oh, you're going to get more of her. Let me tell you. All right. Let me get through this commercials over here. Yeah. Ecocide. And they want to make, you know, fishing, farming, those who make an income from Mother Nature, the planet Earth, right? A crime. They want to turn those people into a criminal is what they want to do. And it's a little retarded. It's a little retarded. It really is. It's a little retarded. So I just I got muted. Two Feathers will come in anytime he wants here. I'll go ahead and unmute him. There you go. It doesn't sound too loud right now. So very good. Two Feathers, chime in when you want. Pay attention to the road. I know you got some fog in your area. But, I will I'll break this down. So I got a couple of different clips for everybody, right? So just keep this one clip in mind here, right? Because what I'm going to do is I'm going to cover a little bit about what Ecocide is. I have many of clips for Ecocide, all right? And they really are, and YouTube's just a real pain in the ass. They just won't stop. Okay, we're bringing in Sergeant Miller. Okay, Sergeant Miller, I'm going to bring a link to you. Okay, Sergeant Miller. All right, I got to control this over here or it's going to start acting up on me. It won't just stop playing for me here over on YouTube. This show's a complete wreck, folks. Everybody hang tight. We might go off a cliff here. Okay, we're adding Two Feathers. We got him on the show. All right. Where are you, version. That's good. All right, Sergeant Miller. Bear with everybody. Bear with. Here we go. And we'll give Sergeant Miller the link to StreamYard. We'll see if his headset is charged. There you go. All right, you fellas. Anything else? Okay. Well, I'm producing for you right now. You want to go ahead? Go ahead. Go ahead. Oh, okay. So I think you and I are enough then, right? For the time being, if Sergeant Miller wants to come in, I guess I could throw a link to Deacon if you wanted to. I'll let Deacon call me out if he's listening, but I don't think he's listening to Rev right now. So I don't think he would know if I was on Rumble unless you got a link. And then in order to give him a link, you would have to have his phone in his hand. So Deacon, if you're checked in, let me know. All right. Here's this bitch right here. Okay, all right, Two Feathers. Who are we looking at? This is JoJo Maida. She's a deterrence and prevention. She is law enforcement, and she wants to legally stop people by putting them in prison if they're farming and fishing. Any other questions? Oh, this is just some broad at the World Economic Forum, man. She's just some broad at the World Economic Forum. All right. Yeah, okay. We're going to dump that broad because that's just ludicrous. I don't know where, a lot of these people, they, I think they're heavily compensated for their continued commitment to these types of narratives, right, that they want to force on the rest of us. And I don't know if you guys know who Kim Iverson is. That's Dr. Drew. It's still loading, huh? Wow, Dr. Drew. All right. Is this Kim Iverson? Yeah, okay. It's Kim Iverson. Now, I don't do a lot over here with Kim, but I do like what she found. And this guy right here, if you're irritated by that other broad, Kim Iverson's great. But she's got the clip on this dude right here. And essentially, I feel like what this guy's calling for is violence. I think this guy's calling for violence. And he's in a real safe space to be acting in the manner that he is, right? Because if he were in front, physically in front of all the people that he wants to enslave with a carbon tax or his agenda, I think that things would be much different. And he has a little bit too much freedom right here. All right. Okay. What are you talking about? Leadership is a question of truth. Sorry. Go ahead, Two-Fizz. Ready to run it? All right, Two-Fizz. I think he's in and out, too. He's trying to work at the same time, so... And quite frankly, you can't because you're not an authority to. And I don't answer to you, some bitch. I mean, you flew here in probably a very expensive private aircraft of some sort, maybe a spaceship filled with other reptilians. Yeah. If you want to win, you got to promise a bunch of bullshit. So let's go, Kerry. Oh, shut up. Shut up, bro. Shut up, you hate over analogy. You know, the problem is, you had children, Carrie, and what you did with those children behind closed doors is you managed to brainwash them to the same tune you're in. And the problem with that is that every time someone sees your daughter, that horse face, she looks just like you, Carrie, John Kerry, Minister Climate Change Liaison. I mean, honestly, go pound sand. You're a lying fraudster. And no, everybody knows, Mr. Kerry, okay? Everybody knows that you are skull and bones. Everybody knows you are skull and bones, okay? There's no hiding it, all right? So let's get back. I wasn't right there. I was here. Was I there? Where was I? I was doing... it was Iverson. That's right. It was Iverson. All right, we'll get rid of that. Iverson right here. Okay. Of course it was Yale. Of course you're going to quote somebody from Yale because you're Yale's skull and bones, you scumbag, commie, piece of shit. Hey, let's talk about turbines. Talk about turbines. You get below a certain degrees in these turbine fields, these wind fields, huh? These wind generating fields that depend on diesel motors to deliver electricity. That's right, diesel motors, that's right. And guess what? In most parts of the country right now where there are negative temperatures, mostly in the Midwest, they're frozen solid and they're generating zero power, zero energy, totally useless. In Chicago, okay, let's talk about Chicago. Let's talk about Tesla. We got to go over to YouTube again because I bet I can find this video. I bet I can find it. We don't even need to go to YouTube. We can go to my Twitter. What am I talking about? Let's just go to my Twitter feed, right? Okay, we can go back to long COVID anytime. Let's go to Tesla's in Chicago. Looking at. Got it. Now this clip, I'm not sure if it's still going to be here, but this lady is in a parking lot with her Tesla and they're all froze solid. All of the machines are broken. Let's do it. Looks like a couple of news reports here. I don't want to cover anybody. Just give me a news report. Yeah, there we go. These people are shocked. Flippy Greta, how you doing? These people are shocked. Why would you be shocked by any of this? These are battery powered in sub-zero temperatures. The charging station itself, all broken. So you have like 2 of 10 working. That can't be helped. This is what they want. You are seeing exactly what they want. Right here. This is it. A working charging station with a also functioning and charging diesel generator. Idiots. Why would they? They have no answer. A learning curve? Oh. 6 months out of the year, they're in those conditions, learning. Buddy, trucker, how you doing? Video sound, not hitting rev radio. Let's give it a shot here. I don't know what to say about that. We're not getting any sound on Red Radio. It looks like we're on the air, though. No sound on Red Radio. I don't know what to tell you. Looks like we're all fine over here, man. Video sound. Oh, the video sound is not hitting Red Radio. Well, that's not right. Okay, let's try it again.
Trade Association says all EVs can have problems dealing with extreme cold and says it's important for drivers to hit their preconditioning button before they charge their battery.
It's not plug and go. You have to precondition the battery, meaning that you have to get the battery up to the optimum.
Oh, so preconditioning. You have to get the battery up to optimum temperature before it will even start to charge. So there must be some type of like heat coils or something like that in the battery that can heat the battery up. Yeah. Can you imagine? This is, again, garbage. It's never going to work. It's never going to work. All right. It's never going to work. So where we are, we're back over here. We're talking to this guy. This guy's talking to us, actually. What a clown. All right.
You bet we could. But the politics of the world haven't yet moved to understand that that is almost literally where we need to be. Why? Because
you mean who's like you? Okay.
As David just said to you, trillions of dollars are needed. Somewhere between 2.5 to 3 trillion and 4.5 to 5 trillion dollars a year, every year for the next, until we get to 2050, next 30 years. Think about that.
Yeah, they want to, we're thinking about it. They want to innovate to zero by 2050. I said it on last night's broadcast. I'll say it again and again, until it gets through your thick skull. There's no such thing as innovating to zero. There's no such thing as trans kids. There's no such thing as 126 genders. There's no such thing as, you know, good, safe and effective. Right? Okay. All right, Mr. Kerry. Back to Mr. Kerry.
So trillions of dollars.
Hold on a second. Oh, this is another good clip right here. Okay, she's got a bigger clip. And this is where this broad talks about ecocide and how fishers and farmers should go to prison.
Generally, mass damage and destruction of nature. But legally speaking, what our organization and other collaborators aim to do is to have this recognized legally as a serious crime. Because one of the issues that sort of pervades all of this discussion is that we have a kind of cultural very good habit of paying damage to nature as seriously as we take damage to people and property. And that, I mean, if you're paying for human rights, at least you know mass murder, torture, all of these things are serious crimes. But there's no equivalent in the environmental space. And unlike an international crime like genocide that involves a specific intent, with ecocide, what we see is actually what people are trying to do, what businesses are trying to do, is make money, is farm, is fish, is do all of these things that are producing energy and so on as well. But what's missing is the awareness and the conscience around the side effects, around the collateral damage that happens with that. And so putting a sort of outer boundary, a safety rail parameter in place that simply says, whatever you do, should not create this level of severity, severe long-term and widespread harm. It actually starts to then steer decision-making and steer business projects and effectively, all of those high-level decisions that actually end up with the suffering that we're seeing on the ground have those all sort of steered in a healthier direction. So something that's not really covered by loss and damage mitigation adaptation is actually deterrence and prevention. Mm-hmm. You know, we're all talking a little bit as though, you know, the changes that are happening and the shocks that are happening are inevitable. But actually, there are quite simple for example, with ecocide, it's a really straightforward kind of intervention at the legal level that could actually start to steer everything in a healthier direction.
For governments as well, right?
Absolutely. For governments, for individuals, for businesses, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Honestly, I got nothing nice to say about this broad at all. Sergeant Miller, you have anything nice to say about this broad?
Mic check. You can hear me?
Yeah, I got you.
Let's see. I have nothing nice to say about Jan Kerry or her.
Very well put. Thank you. Yeah, I think she's got a couple more things I want to play here. Let's talk a little bit of Jamie Dimon. This is a great little warning from Jamie Dimon to the general public about Trumpers.
Perfect. Trying to understand how the American public is going to feel about the economy may ultimately dictate how the president is decided.
Yes, I agree with that. I think it's a mistake to assume that everything's hunky-dory. And, you know, and when stock markets are up, it's kind of like this little drug we all feel. Like, it's just great, you know. But remember, we've had so much fiscal and monetary stimulation. So I'm a little on the cautious side that we are facing a lot of things in 2024 or 25. And you mentioned Ukraine, the terrorist activity in Israel, the Red Sea, quantitative tightening, which I still question if we understand exactly how that works. I don't think we do. How QE actually worked, what the effect of negative, you know, zero rates was for all this time. And obviously the politics, and you know, and then the Ukrainian war is affecting oil, gas, food. So you have all these very powerful forces that are going to be affecting us in 24 and 25. So if I was the government, I would be preparing for what I'm going to do about that, assuming things aren't good. And I just also want to point out, I wish the Democrats would think a little more carefully when they talk about MAGA, you know, and if you travel this country. You know, and the country's unbelievable. We took our bus trip this year, and Leslie Picker was on Spokane and Boise and Bozeman. People are growing. They're hungry to grow. They're innovating. It's everywhere. It's not just Silicon Valley. So we've got this great hand. But when people say MAGA, they're actually looking at people voting for Trump, and they think they're voting, and they're basically scapegoating them, that you are like him. But I don't think they're voting for Trump because of his family values. Now, if you look, just take a step back, be honest. He's kind of right about NATO. Kind of right about immigration. Mm-hmm. He grew the economy quite well.
China virus.
Tax reform worked. Mm-hmm. He was right about China. I don't like what he did.
No, I said China virus.
Yeah, I understand. He may have been right. And I don't like how he said things about Mexico. I don't like. But he wasn't wrong about some of these critical issues. And that's why they're voting for him. And I think people should be a little more respectful of our fellow citizens. And when you ask people up here, you should always ask the why. Not like it's a binary thing. You're supporting Trump, you're not supporting Trump. Why are you supporting Trump?
It's hard to hate 75 million of your fellow Americans.
CNBC just said and acknowledged that he's got 75 million voters. This is CNBC.
Oh.
Aren't they election deniers? So if Trump got 79 million voters, how many did Biden get? Because I thought they
said 81.
81. But there's only like. Yeah. Okay. We got some problems with the math here. All right.
I agree.
It's done
pretty, and you know, the Democrats have done a pretty good job with the deplorables, hanging on to their Bibles and their beer and their guns. I mean, really? Like, can we just stop that stuff and grow up and treat other people with respect and listen to them a little bit? And I do think the economy will affect. And I think this
dude, you are the CEO of one of the most prolific, genocidal, corrupt bankers in world history, bro. But I appreciate the words.
Negative talk about.
All right. We'll be back and got 5 minutes, Rev. I'll pick it back up later.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the truth, jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this truth jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a war of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio! Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio!
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio!
Boom, we are live on Rev Radio. Boom, there's the sound. It should be 5x5 back on Rev Radio. So let me know if somebody's in both chat rooms if we're live on Rev Radio. I'm trying to share some bandwidth over here, so we'll get rid of that. And Two Feathers, go.
Yeah, appreciate it. I'd like to welcome everybody that might be listening to Rev Radio tonight. We over here sharing this this thing with Mechanic over here on Rumble as well. And if you happen to be listening to Revolution Radio, head on over to our website, www.revolution.radio, freedomslips.net, freedomslips.org. Become a patron. Don't mind giving every month a one-time donation. We receive in the wake of crypto, if you'd like to give in the wake of crypto, Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum. We have a free chat. As well as a free archives. If you'd like to go and check out the archives, it's free to you listening. Let you know we're 13 years and running on Rush Radio, all because of 100% listener support. Everything's greatly appreciated. Thank you for being with us tonight. We're glad that you're here. And next week I will have some good content. kind of added to Jamie Dimon and this global tightening that he was speaking about. Oh, yeah, there's a whole new meaning behind that. So stay tuned. Two Feathers is going to be coming to rock the house. Back to you, Mechanic. And thank you again.
All right, I do believe we are on Red Radio, so everything worked out over there. Let me get back down in here. Yeah, good on both. Looks like we're good on both. All right. Okay, Two Feathers.
You're being all professional, Mechanic.
Well, look, I'm trying to make sure we're getting things done here. Uh-huh. You know, I mean, I'm working on two screens, and I'm trying to get back into this whole, you know, present the screen and running the works. And I was doing it for a while there on YouTube, and then, you know, censorship struck and wiped out the IP. Wouldn't you know it? All right, here we go. Boom. Mr. Blinken, you son of a bitch. Here we go.
Countries and Muslim countries, even beyond the region, that are prepared to have a relationship with Israel in terms of its integration, its normalization, its security, that they were never prepared to have before, and to do things, to give the necessary assurances, to make the necessary commitments and guarantees, so that Israel is not only integrated, but it can feel secure. But you also have an absolute conviction by those countries, one that we share, that this has to include a pathway to a Palestinian state, because you're not going to get the genuine integration you need, you're not going to get the genuine security you need, absent that. And of course, that end as well, a stronger, reformed Palestinian authority that can more effectively deliver for its own has to be part of the equation. But if you take a regional approach, and if you pursue integration with security, with a Palestinian state, all of a sudden, you have a region that's come together in ways that answer the most profound questions that Israel's tried to answer for years, and what has heretofore been its sole biggest concern in terms of security, Iran, is suddenly isolated along with its proxies, and will have to make decisions about what it wants its future. So this is actually clear when you look at it and see it. The problem is getting from here to there. And of course, it requires very difficult, challenging decisions. It requires a mindset that's open to that perspective.
Or again, fancy salad. I'm not hearing anything substantial coming out of his mouth. I'm really not. I'm not hearing solutions. Nah. Right? Are you hearing anything?
Hey, I'm not. Nah. I mean, that's regular jargon, you know.
I mean, if you really
it clogged up.
Yeah, if you dial in and really concentrate on what he's saying, it ain't nothing but bullshit. It's just bullshit. The dude is just blah, 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 blah. That's what they do here. That's what they do in Davos, the World Economic Forum. They just talk out their ass.
But
yeah, overrated brunch.
Yeah, overrated all day long. That's right.
The choice is there. And ultimately, this is about choices. What kind of society do we want to live in? What kind of world do we want to live in? What kind of region do we want to live in? We talk about what the opposition. There's found to be relations that we have not had before. The challenge is building.
Does you have Prime Minister for opportunity?
This is a decision for the country as a whole to make.
Oh,
what
wait a
direction
minute,
does it want
wait
to
a
take?
Minute, Blinken. Wait a minute. This is a decision for Israel to make, but I'm willing to bet that you and a couple other some bitches got together in a room and decided that 10/7 would be the date that you perpetrated the theater on your own people and then blame Hamas. That's exactly how that went down. I don't buy any of it. You are the tail wagging the dog, in my opinion. All of you.
Isn't it funny how he could say that they want to make you got to consider a Palestinian state? Yeah, after they done killed 12,000 women and children. Oh, what did I just say?
Sergeant Miller?
Oh, man. I don't know what to say about these people, because the bottom line is, where do they get their authority from who gave them the consent and who gave them permission, you know, to speak for ordinary human beings surviving this crap. You know, they never ask, you know, like a janitor, put it that way. They look at us like janitors and you know, poor folks, like we say in the South. They're not speaking for us. They don't care what we say. You know, I'm tired of all of this billions. They're throwing away billions like, you know, like when you cut the grass and you got excess grass cutting. That's how they're spending money. They're spending money like it ain't nothing. And all for what? To better their agendas, you know, their world control, their world order. And you hear all of them talking like that, you know, like Harari. No, Harari. Yes. A world order. It's always this world order. And I get sick of it. I get sick of it to where sometimes I just put me in a room with my, matter of fact, just put me in the little storage room in Davos with a couple of them. And I'll make headline news, you know. You just get tired of them suckers, man.
Mm-hmm. Wasting our damn money. Yeah.
Does it see? Can it seize the opportunity that we believe is there? And they'll have to make those decisions. Anyone who's in office, faced with what this is an inflection point. President Biden talks about this often. It's an inflection point strategically. I think it's also an inflection point in the Middle East. Mm-hmm. And when you get to an inflection point, you have to make hard decisions. Yeah.
Right. So there he is saying.
Hard decisions. Okay. When you get to an inflection point, you need to make hard decisions. Well, who brought us here, right? To what inflection point and who brought us here? So I think that's about what I wanted to cover from Mrs. Iverson. Good luck, Ms. Iverson. We ain't quite going to get into Camel yet, but I've already hit that, so I got to somehow try to cancel it. And hopefully, FG. So you guys saw me hit it. You saw me hit it. Yeah. And once you go and you hit the tab, it automatically starts a video on YouTube, and it really makes for a dull day. It really does. I mean, now let's get into a little bit more on eco side.
Let's talk about ecocide. Planet dying. Rising temperatures, melting ice caps, deforestation, drought, and mass extinctions.
We need to start treating this crisis like a crisis.
Shut up,
bitch. On the verge of the abyss.
Could a change to international law be part of the answer?
Liar.
There's now a push for a new crime, ecocide, to be included in the International Criminal Court.
Making ecocide a serious crime alongside war crimes and genocide could really underpin and strengthen environmental law.
So what does ecocide actually mean? How can it really make any difference? This is the idea. Leaders or corporate CEOs could stand trial in an international court for destroying the natural world, the same court where people executed for genocide. And the idea has been around for a while, since the 1970s. During the Vietnam War, the U.S. military destroyed vast areas of jungle and crops by spraying Agent Orange, a toxic chemical.
American officials say it doesn't hurt humans or animals or have any lasting effects on soil and vegetation.
An American botanist...
All right, let's go tit for tat, bitch. So, you want to call out Vietnam and Agent Orange and drop? Well, the World Economic Forum got behind Anthony Fauci and the FDA and Big Pharma and are now responsible for global genocide. Your turn. Go ahead, bitch. What you got?
Used the word ecocide to describe what was going on and said we need a new international agreement to ban it.
And then at different points through the 70s, 80s, and even 90s, there were calls for a new...
This is gaslight. This is the, like, you get a couple of broads like this, lower the voice, lower the tone, make them sound very pleasant to listen to, semi-attractive, and they become somehow credible. Bullshit. It's only credible for the gullible. And if that's you, quite frankly, I don't really care. I ain't got no time for you. I ain't got no time for you. But again, tit for tat. New convention to go alongside the genocide convention. Interesting they say genocide, right? It's interesting that they say genocide. Let's take a look at AIDS. If it wasn't genocide, what was it? It's no fact throughout the scientific community that all viruses are patented. And if viruses are what's killing people, then who's responsible for the genocide? I don't think these broads are going to keep up with me. I don't think so.
Convention to go alongside the genocide convention.
And now people are talking about it again.
Cambiamo sistema, non clima.
What do we want?
Climate action.
You want climate action. We want climate action, huh? Let's bring 10 million into the country that don't have sustainable housing for them, can't shelter all of them. And now you look at states across the country who, by their great voting powers, are now considered sanctuary cities. In Chi-Town, Illinois, the state of Illinois, Chicago, and other Maine and other on the East Coast are getting phone calls from their local government. What are the calls about? Well, we know that you kind of have an empty nest right now, and you have two more rooms than you're using, and we would really like to see you take in an immigrant family. And some people are going to be duped into doing this. And I'm going to go ahead and go Babe Ruth on everybody right now. If you don't mind me going Babe Ruth real quick, you don't mind? Okay. I give it 60 days or less, and we will read a story where an immigrant kills a host family, probably with a machete. It's just so vile, mechanic. Why do you say these things? Because I'm paying attention, because I have a grip. I know what's out there. I've accepted it. I have a grip. That's what we're trying to do here.
We're nowhere near the climate targets to limit global warming set out in the Paris Agreement.
Okay, well, you have no evidence of that. In fact, there are more scientists that say they're waiting for the evidence than say that those that they have it. In fact, of the 0.04% of CO2 in the atmosphere, it is 0.10% of the 0.04% that's there by humans. And if we get below 0.340 of CO2 in the atmosphere, that's when life begins to die. So I think she's made like 4 points, and I've counted her with like 6. So keep coming at me, Brad.
Agreement. The way we're going, entire coastal cities will flooded by 2050 because of rising sea levels.
Okay. Well, rising sea levels. This is the notion that because of the heat caused by CO2 emissions is rising the heat of the atmosphere and is causing these massive glaciers to fall and break off and to start to melt and disappear. And their science here, total hogwash. Their science is we're going to get more volume of material in the oceans, and you're going to get higher sea levels. That's a false claim. That's another hoodwink. That's hogwash, bullshit, malarkey, whatever you want to call it, however you want to spin it. come to terms with a few things, okay? What's that? What do you got? Let's run it back just for a second. I want her to repeat it one more time. Here we go.
Higher coastal cities will be flooded by 2050
because of rising tides, rising sea levels. Take a glass of water, fill it up to the very, very top with ice. Okay? Very, very top with ice. No water yet. And then I want you to put just enough water in the cup to where the ice doesn't fall over, but it's still really high above the rim, right? But water's not falling over yet, but you can see the whole ice, all of the ice in the glass is floating, right? And then walk away and come back and tell me if the physical science in front of you and what they're telling you about sea levels adds up. Because the scientific explanation is exactly the same. It doesn't happen. It doesn't happen like that. When you have frozen objects in the ice, it's a part of the ice. So when that object thaws, it's still a part of the volume, the total volume of the ice or the water in this case. Sorry. Look, I'm no scientist. I can't be a knucklehead, though. And I got a potty mouth, and I got no tolerance. Really, kind of lost it over the years, tolerance for stupidity. I've basically taken over the show tonight. Guys, fellas, Two Feathers, it's your broadcast. What am I doing? I'm back quiet. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, you're all right. No, I was just saying that two things. I forgot the second one just at the moment. You know, since when did everything become about climate and not about people? You know, I don't wonder if people even think about that, you know? And you're so right about, you know, who's to say that these people that are coming over pushing, you know, this for this climate change crap, bull crap, that they're not getting paid like Antifa got paid. All funny you don't hear from them anymore, but it's just, you know, when did it, you know, all of a sudden this big, great attention on the climate, you know, they worshiping the creation instead of the creator, you know, but from what I gather from my teachings is we're supposed to love thy neighbor as thyself, and nature will take care of itself. You know, that's simple logic. But it's just amazing how now all of a sudden the amplified voice is, you know, everything about climate. It's just amazing how sickening this is, you know? And we need to be speaking up, you know, of the psychological mind raping that they're doing upon us as a people. Because if they were so concerned, you know, about the, you know, oh, that's the other thing I wanted to say. They're so concerned. But yet they don't mind going and building like two houses in every country, buying super yachts, drive their yachts up in, you know, burning their freaking jet fuel to get to other countries or whatever to go have a late night steak dinner, right? So think about that when we sitting here being brainwashed by their idiocracy and their bullcrap of what they're pushing up on us. But you don't give two whims to think about, you know, they're building Sergeant Miller and I work for these people. Their summer getaway home was $1.2 million. That was just the summer getaway home. Remember that, Sarge?
Yeah.
Yeah, Ryan Hart. Con Cole, Ryan No Hart. You know, they didn't give a damn. You know, they build these second homes, and that's the summer getaway home, because remember, they got to have a home they could go snow skiing in the winter. And in the summertime, they go escaping their, you know, while they're rebuilding their camps. You know, all of that. So how much are they concerned about? And these people, they just continue with the on in the WEF, you know, meeting that they have. It's just totally amazing how these people do this, you know, and nobody even gives two thoughts, but yet their World Economic Forum meeting is, you know, everything we should, what's the little witch that gets on there and she's been speaking out about climate? What's her name, mechanic? The little chick, the little broad.
Are you talking about,
you know, the one
Greta, that you, I'm actually a dude, Thornburg?
You go.
How dare you? How dare you? Go ahead.
No, right on. It's just, you know, she so cares about the, well, where was her parents? You know, all of a sudden the parents are letting her amplify her voice. You know, if the parents so cared, obviously they didn't care. Because she had to come up and shove a big carrot up their buttholes to show that they didn't know what they were talking about, obviously. You know, they had to send a kid out to say that these kids know better than we do. But yet we sit here and we bring the information forth. We sound like, you know, that we don't know what we're talking about. But yet we're amplifying to people that, you know, these people build beach homes that are no less than $700,000 all along the Florida Panhandle. And they go up to 2.3 to 2.5 million and beyond. And we're living out of mobile homes in grandma's old shack, you know, damn near close to freaking going to out back the back door. And going to the outhouse. You know, would they freaking care? They would know. But knowing Grandma Pelosi says, she knows what's better for all of us. You know, oh, I forgot, y'all want to go turn on CNN News and know that they're speaking more educationally than we are here on Rumble and Revolution Radio. Huh? Yeah. So, obviously, we must know what we're talking about just a little. Back to you, mechanic. Asar. Wow. Wow. Mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
All right.
Can you...
Okay. Unbelievable.
Can you smell what the Rock is cooking?
Yeah, the Rock's a phony. Okay. All right. Let's get back to this. And by the way, the World Economic Forum is live right now. Boy, maybe we should go over there and check this out, huh? What do you think? The purpose.
Yeah, love it.
Geological cooperation live. The World Economic Forum. This is their channel. This is, yeah, okay. This ought to be interesting.
MTS, let me try to turn this around a bit and again, the hope of achieving some kind of optimism.
That's a tight collar, suit wearing mother is on the stage right here.
You are, keenly aware of the geopolitical dynamics, uncertainty about elections this year. Donald Trump come back to the United States. You could see Europe and other parts of the world that could affect the international effort on the whole set of issues that you're focused on, and just as Maros is in the public sector. As you look at that set of threats, that turbulence, is that a kind of critical threat to your business, or are there ways for you to kind of go forward with priorities even amid that turbulence?
Yeah, so although I'm looking forward to put a more positive maybe here, let me first start with what are the negatives on that. What's clearly...
I was really hoping we got
to... Yeah, I come to that. Yeah. Give me a second. So first of all, it's clear. So if we have this kind of fragmented world for the business side, and we're presenting the clean tech side of it, the energy transition, we're in the middle. First of all, it's not good because you are in principle crazy if you have to operate in specific regions differently. You have to fill, if you cannot trust your global supply chain, you have to fill it with goods. You need capital for that. You don't get any returns on that. You have to invest in factories in different regions rather than optimizing a global setup. So that's negative. And as Marius also said, for innovation, it's not good. If you do not have a global competition or at least a larger competition where you can exchange on good practice and challenge the different companies, it's decreasing. However, and now I come to the positive point, I think that there are also some positive elements for companies who are able to play in this new environment. First of all, and I shouldn't say that like this, but it is a fact, it's reducing competition, competitive threat. If you look to the...
I'd rather hear a toilet flushing mechanic.
I mean, this is... I mean, this is live. Break it down to me. How is this a thing? Well, so they have to fill the time, right? And they want to get as many speakers as they can to validate themselves. And they also need to come out very professional. They need to come out in a kind of how should I say, a tone that gives the impression of their...
Seems acceptable.
It gives the tone of that they're a sincere bunch, right? Mm. They're sincere. And because the whole thing from the start was, when they told us a couple of days ago, was we need to rebuild the trust. See, they're worried... And they're on to the alternative medias. They're on to the people. I feel like I can take responsibility for some of what's happening in this because there's a lot of content makers out there, and I'm not really one of them. I don't feel like I'm a content maker, content creator. I don't feel like that's the case. Because basically what I do is I'm not creating this right here. Like, I'm not creating that, right? I'm not creating that. So what I'm doing is something different. So I fancy myself a bit of a broadcaster, a truth seeker, a truth teller for the most part. I mean, look, I lie straight up from time to time. You're going to tell me you guys don't walk around in your lives and every now and then you don't see a purpose for it? Garbage, all right? But the kind of lies that these people make, all right? And the reason that they're on this stage is because they're great liars. We lie oftentimes to, you know, save people from hurt feelings. Some of our lies are just ridiculous. But they're just mostly in an attempt to not, you know, we don't want to hurt people's feelings. So we're just trying to avoid that. And those are some of the lies that we tell all the time. And then we lie to ourselves. Just because we're not lying to anybody else doesn't mean we're not liars. If we're lying to ourselves, it's not a good thing. Still not worse than this lie right here. These guys, these people, they got it in their head that lying is okay to us because we are insignificant. So when they perpetrate fallacies to gain momentum for their agenda and their end goals, their end game, which is innovating to what? Zero. Zero what? Zero you. Zero you. This isn't my broadcast, Two Feathers. Why do you let me go off like this?
brother. You're on a roll. Go ahead. You're right on the money.
They're trying to innovate to zero. And I do agree, Two Feathers, there's no such thing as innovating to zero if you want to include your existence. True or false?
Right.
Okay.
They want you zeroed up.
Yeah. Well,
when you
can't, there's, because this is just a fear tactic. This is a sales tool. This
because
marketing.
You're a carbon consumer. Yeah.
I'm a what?
Yes. You're a carbon. Yeah.
I'm a carbon. Yeah. I'm a carbon life form. Okay. Because we know that carbon is the beginning of life. Without it, you have life.
Yeah.
And innovating to zero means no life. So anybody supporting this agenda wants you dead. Tell me how I'm not right. Change my mind.
Right.
I mean, this is the idea that we this is the Uh-oh, breaking up a little bit. I think we're okay, though. I think I got
everybody. No, go ahead.
I got everybody back. Okay, let's finish this.
Three materials, for example, we, from one day to the other, all of the Chinese competition has been eliminated from that market. So for the companies that know how to play in several regions, it's good for them because they have a better chance to get market share and competitive scout. Secondly, it's also good.
These are the clowns. These are the people that think that they deserve a share of the wealth. Now, there's all kinds of live over here at the World Economic Forum. Let's go. Overcoming unfair beginnings. Oh, this should be lovely. What do we got here? At the wealth.
We'll adapt quickly to this explanation.
Can I add something to that? Sure. I'm a trustee at a major university in the U.S., and this is a big topic of discussion, and also within the company. And I thought
my God. You walk into your college classroom, and this is your teacher. I'm turning around and walking the out. No, sir. No, sir. I mean, look at this. What do we got here? What is this right here? What the frick? You trying to be a walk-in cathedral or something, lady? What are you about? Okay.
Stop a river from flowing. And I think that you have to recognize that this is going to happen and just create the rules for it.
Oh, you know?
I think that gives a level of comfort to the faculty also.
Shut up. You know what I noticed? This is World Economic Forum. World Economic Forum. 891,000 subscribers, nearly a million. No chat room. I wonder why they don't have a chat room.
I wonder why.
Don't you ponder that? You ponder that a bit, don't you?
I can see my comment. Go suck on a egg, lady.
Sit on it.
An educational experience out of doing that without banning ChatGPT, which will forget it. It'll never happen.
What are we doing here?
Hello. I'm from the Grandmother Collective.
I mean, maybe I'm racist for pointing this out, but I just want to pause this real quick. This is a better shot. Fellas, what's missing from the room? What's missing from the room? Look real hard. You guys are driving. Sorry, stop looking. Me. Stop looking. Holy shit. I'm talking to truckers, telling them to look what's in the room.
No, you're sorry. All right. You're all right.
Okay, listen. You know what's not in the room? White males.
Yeah, I was just looking at that.
There's not a single white male in the room.
At all.
What is this about? What is on here? Let's, okay, you know, I think this is like a training
refugee
class in diversity.
Situations can be helped in overcoming beginnings, difficult beginnings. Thank you.
Oh, disgusting.
Well, I've talked about this a little bit at the forum, and so I'll start, but everybody else should jump in. I think one of the difficulties is that is law. Like, in many countries, if you're not a refugee, can't, like in the U.S., very hard to get permits to work. And it just makes it worse because there are a lot of people who are, I'm first generation, so my parents were refugees. And I think it's very sad that, I mean, everybody who comes wants a better opportunity for themselves, most people, for themselves and their families. And if there are legal restrictions about working, that's a problem. And the forum has had some of these sessions, people who have started in refugee camps and been very successful. So I think maybe part of it is maybe there's a collective somewhere of ideas that could be given and some training that could happen in some of these camps, since people are there more than 20 years sometimes, to give them the freedom to think ahead.
Ugh.
I don't know if that answers your question.
No.
I don't know if anybody has any other.
Maybe I could think, I mean, my country also experiences that problem because we do have a lot of migrants coming to South Africa vis-a-vis the continent, and it creates big social tensions, right, in terms of resource allocation, given our history, a lot of backlog to deal with in terms of addressing our legacies, and now with this pressure, that does create situations. However, I can say maybe, like I did make allusions to the society, these things are systemic. It requires systems change thinking, that therefore it will require a particular global order to say there must be like a UN higher educational system for refugees. I mean, the countries need to be assisted as well to allow for the global framework, either a virtual or real one, or physical one, of actually having this program of upskilling refugees who will become productive members of host country, or should the situation at home improve?
Go back to their countries,
not even wasting like 10 years of idling or 5 years. I mean, that's such a terrible waste of human potential.
Policy.
So if maybe at a very high level of international agencies, they can think about that problem.
And domestic policy, honestly, because they want the votes.
At another forum. But that is an important point.
So a lot of states trying to legalize it.
If I may add, it is important to develop also an adaptive social protection. So these kind of programs that usually focus only on the ones that are in the system. So by having the data more adaptive and also have a push on and off button for each program, we can accommodate a newcomer from the migrants. And if they also already move out, then we can just stop at any time it's needed.
Annie, I think we might have time for one more question if there is, otherwise I'll...
Yeah, I got a question.
Yeah, I got a question. I got questions. I mean, what is this?
I got one myself.
This is the overcoming unfair beginnings. So they're suggesting that if you're other than white and you're going to have unfair beginnings. Right off the bat. This is just an assumed narrative here, right? Is that what I'm getting out of it? That's what I get out of this. How about you guys?
Yeah, I just wanted to add, Sergeant Milliken had the mic. I just wanted to add that why is it that America, of all places, had to be the country for being this test site for all foreigners to come to get a better way of because American business owners love flying everywhere and using carbon greenhouse gases in their private jets, first class. Why is that they don't mind, they didn't, you know, they wouldn't have mind going to these different countries and doing all of this great create manufacturing creation or creating in all these other countries since they love flying so much? You know, they could have went to these other countries and could have stayed home so these people can, they can make managers, they can make supervisors, you know, all of these top-notch business owners in these different countries to run these manufacturing plants, give these people jobs. Why do they have to run from their homelands? I mean, can y'all please answer that? Why do they have to run from their homeland to come to America to disrupt the system to where we're having a problem already, you know, downturn of our economy, our own people not being funded right in incomes? You know, they come here telling us we got to eat the bugs. You know, all of this type of stuff. You know, why is it that we have to be the, you know, the test site for all of this garbage that they bring upon our country? Won't they go bring that to England or Germany, the immigrants of Germany or whatever? But I'm just saying, why they don't, if Klaus Schwab, where is he from? England? Britain?
His father was a German. I think he was a German scientist he worked directly for Klaus Schwab from he worked directly for Hitler in World War II. Klaus Schwab's dad.
Okay, well, why don't
I believe? Yeah.
Yeah, he probably was working hand in hand with Stalin, let alone Hitler. He was probably working for Stalin because Stalin was the evil SOB than he was.
Well, we're just talking about the man's
father.
We're just talking about the man's father, right?
Who's that? Stalin?
Klaus Schwab.
Who is his father?
That's what I just told you. He was a scientist during World War II for Hitler.
Yeah, I mean, why don't Klaus Schwab go to his country and tell his people to eat bugs? You know, go do all it. Huh? Go ahead.
I mean, these are very good questions, but I'm assuming they're rhetorical, right, in nature. So, no answers to them, basically. And I tell you, I got answers. Because they have an agenda, Two Feathers. They have an agenda, and it doesn't include your well-being. No. What it includes is a forced participation in an attempt to scare the masses, and the forced participation part is from the mega corporations controlling the smaller corporations, right? Because if they're under threat too, because if they hire people that are anti-narrative, then they get docked diversity, equity, and inclusion points on their rating. And if they don't fire these said non-participants, non-compliers from said agenda, then they get docked as well. That's what we're talking about here. You see, this is going to be by force or by death. They're going to force behaviors inside of businesses. Now, those aren't my words. Those aren't my words. Do you know whose words those are?
Who's that?
Well, let me say the words.
King Charles.
Well, let me. No, close. Sort of. Let me say these words again. We need to change behaviors in the workplace.
Mm-hmm.
And in the social realms. That's the CEO of BlackRock.
Larry Fink.
So Mr. Fink thinks he can dictate on a domino kind of effect, like a staircase type effect, right? So starts up here, you know, your BlackRock, and then you have all these little businesses down here at the lower level. And if in a way to get them to comply is you hold certain leverage over each business, each corporation, right? You're going to have to hire, so many illegals. You're going to have to pay them more than your experienced locals. There's a law coming that's going to be passed shortly that says that immigrants, a.k.a. invaders, don't need a background check to buy a weapon, to buy a firearm. Okay? That's coming. Police Academy have already graduated police officers that are illegal invaders, immigrants. They're giving them a badge and a gun, and supposedly they take the oath. But I got to be honest, I don't got a real expectation in a cold day in hell as much as I do them honoring that oath. I'll tell you that right now, Pilgrim. I won't be taking any kind of order from some invader with a badge and a gun. Because in my view, anything outside of the Constitution is repugnant. And I have no obligation to follow such orders. And I'll be damned if I take an order from that kind of scum. It's anti-American bullshit right there. I'm about, get the f*** out. Get the f*** out. Honestly, I don't care what your color, your creed is, feathers, you better shut me up. Your creed, I don't care what you got behind you or who's in front of you. If you don't like this country and you're not trying to save it by every means possible, by talking to people, by all you're doing is bashing it, and you're not playing any kind of role at all, like you're doing nothing. I don't know, man. It's almost like you are making yourself expendable. You are making yourself cannon fodder, because at the end of the day, all will be revealed. All will be exposed. We're reaching the end, Two Feathers. Go ahead, man. What do you got?
No, I heard yesterday my uncle, and shout out to my uncle in 602 in Arizona. He was saying yesterday that the sheriff of Florida is ready to deputize everyone. Come with their guns, and he's ready, you know, to stand up to these people, whomever tried to come and invade. So he must be a constitutionalist sheriff. And as you had found over there in your area, of a sheriff that, you know, whenever you go and stand for what you believe in your part of the area where you was trying to stand against this BS that they were coming in the way of a clock shot, and you found a constitutional sheriff that's willing to stand in your behalf and have, you know, some standing about you knowing, you know, what was, you know, your legal rights of the wrongdoing that these people were doing and trying to push and implement this into your area without the people even knowing, you know, the ramifications of what they was about to succumb to. Go ahead. Thank you.
Well, you have another guest.
Yeah, who is that? Sergeant Miller.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm just listening because my mind is going back to Texas and that federal lawsuit. I don't know if you looked at the documents.
No.
But the Constitution, federal Constitution, guarantees a Republican form of government. And when you look at that document, one of the guarantees is against invasion, you know, by being borderless. So that's a big step that Texas is making, because they're putting their foot in the sand.
They've been arresting people right in front of the Border Patrol and applying state crimes on the ticket in the state of Texas. And this is a result of their governor. And we don't know if these guys are being cut loose and handed right back to Border Patrol where they're being facilitated. That's most likely the case. So I got no reason to believe in Abbott just as much as I got no reason to believe in anybody else in this country running things. I got no obligation to. It's been stripped away from me by them. Years and decades of lies, fraudulent behavior, theft, misrepresentation, putting people in jail that don't belong there, theft of our rights in general, no respect for humanity whatsoever. So, Two Feathers, you want to take us out? We got less than a minute.
Yeah, appreciate it. Appreciate everybody joining us tonight. Thank you to Mechanic for heading up the show for me, because it was quite treacherous on the road tonight, off and on. We'd like to welcome everybody to come on over to our website, www.revolution.radio, freedomslips.net, freedomslips.org. Become a Patreon donor. Give every month a one-time donation. It's all good. 13 years and running. We're glad that everybody's in the house, made their way over, you know, to Revolution Radio. And come have a listen. You never know what you're in. So it's always great content. And people like Sergeant Miller, Mechanic, and myself, you know, we enjoy being here. And we just thank y'all for being with us tonight. Awesome.
All right, don't forget to get a grip.
Travels Earth through the rainbow crystal bubbles from the furthest reaches of space and time, across the dimensions, through the elements, and in harmony with the colors of the universe. Through her mastery of abstract stream of consciousness malapropisms, she weaves a web of comic, satiric, cosmic conversation. Her subjects can range from Mormon to astrology and earth changes and into the deep recesses of the soul matrix. She holds a wealth of knowledge on herbs, plants, and astrology. Join Mona and her guests on Adventures of a Feral Hippie as she touches the earthly radio waves 5 days a week at 2 p.m. Monday to Friday on Studio B at Revolution Radio.
Things were not quite right, that everything was just a bit too interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.